As you do your gift shopping this year, you may find yourself looking at board games, specifically hobby games, which are intended for an older, more strategically minded audience than, say, Candyland. Some might have predicted that the rise of video games would hurt board games, but hobby games, like Settlers of Catan and Pandemic, are growing, and one of the biggest new games comes from right here in Maine. Nora Flaherty has that story.
Back in 2011, Tom DeShane set himself a goal to invent a board game. DeShane is a college administrator and lives in Portland, and he is an avid board gamer.
I really got into board gaming maybe about 10 years or so ago. I have some college friends who invited me to start participating in some of their game nights, and I fell in love with board games. I have about 200 games in my personal game library, but that's really modest for a lot of board gamers, believe it or not.
After some deep thinking and reading some gothic novels, he came up with a concept.
In my game, players are going to be poisoned and they're going to have to venture out and race against the clock to collect the items they need for their antidote and try to get back to the apothecaries before expiring, but they're going to fight wizards and monsters and dragons along the way.
And over the next few years, DeShane spent countless hours and thousands of dollars of his own money on making Quest for the Antidote a reality.
Oh boy, oh boy, let's...
Wait, you're so close like I am. Like,
I'm so close.
At Rainbow Toys in Falmouth, Addison Maxim, age 9, is learning to play the game. One of the other players rolls what DeShane calls the six-sided movement die, which is a standard die, moves her piece a few spots, and meets a monster.
Look at that one, the vile kitten. That kitten looks pretty scary with his mustache.
He
sure does.
That's right, the vile kitten. It's one of the strange monsters in Quest for the Antidote. Eventually, the kitten is defeated using a 10-sided battle die.
Yeah, we'll put you on Victory Lane to remind us that you defeated a monster at the start of your next turn.
Addison, her mom, and her sister are all here, and they're thinking they might pick up the game for Addison's dad for Christmas.
My dad really loves games, so I'm seeing if this would be up his alley, and I think it is so far.
They've always been a staple for us, but I would say that in the past few years, games have become even more significant in our sales because people are looking for things that the whole family can do together, getting their kids away from screens.
Julie Steinbach is the owner of Rainbow Toys. And it's not just at toy stores that hobby games are growing. It's the industry as a whole. According to ICV2, which tracks numbers for the gaming industry, sales of hobby games have nearly doubled over the last 4 years, $735 million in 2013 to $1.4 billion in 2016. Retailer Bull Moose, which has 9 stores in the state, along with 3 in New Hampshire, has seen a huge surge in sales of games like Quest for the Antidote. The company's Mick Pratt says board games as a whole are
really, really hot right now. I just ran some quick numbers and found that we're up something like 132% in board game sales year over the year. And even if we didn't sell another whole game until 2018, like we sold 0 board games between now and then, we'd still be up like 90%.
It's hard to say exactly what's been going on. But Pratt says there seems to be a general consensus that board games bring people together in a way that digital media just can't.
There's a whole social aspect that is really awesome, like, you know, friends and family, board game nights, or you can go to hobby stores and interact with other hobbyists.
Pratt says Quest for the Antidote has been a runaway success, outselling big hitters like Settlers of Catan and Pandemic. He says people like it because it's local. It's even illustrated by a Bangor artist, Scott Sherman. And he says it's just a good game. It's doing well outside Maine, too. And for that, it helps that it's distributed by Upper Deck, a huge company that sells trading cards and games all over the world. So, DeShane says, it's everywhere.
So there are copies of Quest for the Antidote right now that are available in France and Germany and Australia, England, and we have a fan in Lithuania, I just found out just the other night.
If the game does well over time and DeShane gets lucky, Quest for the Antidote could become its own brand, with spin-off games, character toys, and trading cards. But back at Rainbow Toys, 8-year-old Jack Verville of Falmouth is already judging the game a success.
It's pretty cool because you get to battle all these cool legendary monsters that you couldn't battle in real life.
Monsters like the bloated gnome, the jittery skunk, the throttling dwarf, and, of course, the vile kitten. For Maine Public Radio, I'm Nora Flaherty.